أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الجمعة مبارك. It is the last Jumu'a of this year 1440, and we now approach tomorrow night the month of Muharram. So what goes through your mind when you say Ya Hussein? 1400 years ago, in a desert, one lone man with one principle has made millions cry out, Ya Hussein, every year since then. So who is Hussein? Why these majalis? And why Ya Hussein? My first memories are waking up to the site of Mount Kilimanjaro and hearing my father's adhan from the mosque, and I would ask him as a child, Why, Papa? Why wake up so early and announce your faith? And he would say, My child, because I wear my heart on my sleeve. Quoting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would say to me, If anybody asks you, what is Islam? What religion is it? Islam is the religion of the heart, the religion in which the most important thing is to seek Allah in the heart of humankind. And if you want to see the heart of Muhammad, he would say, look at Hussein. Because the Prophet said, Husaynu bid'atu minni, Hussein is a part of me. And I remember as a child the preparation that was done for the 10 days leading up to Ashura. My papa used to ensure that the center was clean. The black banners were put up. He used to practice the murthiyas and nohas. His business was a forgotten entity for weeks. Why, I would ask again, all this just for being sad? And he would say, it's about having a free heart, about being owned by no one, being the best and that which God ordained you to be. Whenever he returned from a journey abroad, I saw the enthusiasm with which he would talk about new gadgets or sound systems or carpeting he had seen for the Husseini Center. The Imambara or our center was always his first priority, way above our home. From him, I learned to love majlis. Now, in its technical sense, a majlis is a meeting, a session or a gathering. But in reference to Hussein, it means a gathering to mourn him. It's a university with no age barriers, no qualification process, and the guarantee being you leave better informed and better connected to those who attended, for all come with the same purpose to become better human beings. Every night is dedicated to an individual who gave his life alongside Imam. There's a day dedicated to Hur, who repents and is forgiven. Abbas, the brother in support whose hands are amputated whilst fetching water for the children. Ali Asghar, who is killed in his father's arms while his mother looks on. And of course Imam, who faces an army of 30,000 in solitude, is brutally murdered with Shimr sitting on his chest and beheading him. It's a story of tragedies within tragedies, lessons within lessons. But Muharram is about acknowledging and learning from every individual who fought and travelled with Hussein. It's about every minute, every major sacrifice these people made to stand against a tyrannical ruler. When I cry out to Ya Hussein, I see an awesome human being who just exuberated compassion, whose every word, even when the swords were drawn against him, pleaded for peace and harmony, who abhorred enslavement and exploitation of the weak, and who stood for the freedom of truth. I have to share with you a greeting for Muharram from my interfaith friends when I had explained the concept of Ashura to them. And they said, thank you for the explanation. We'll be with you in thoughts for the next 10 days as you reflect on the detrimental effects of oppression. May the hearts of all oppressors be moved to compassion for the oppressed. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our year 1441 one where we become true Husseinis. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.